Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Here's a welcome sound for many of us along about 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Yes, it's that good old 5 o'clock whistle. And on Friday, it signals the start of another weekend. So Friday seems a good day to remind you to check up on that Alka-Seltzer supply. You know how it is, weekend parties, late hours, late refreshments. They're liable to add up to indigestion later on. That queasy, uncomfortable feeling. When it happens to you, try this. Dissolve a tablet or two of Alka-Seltzer in a glass of water and drink it before you go to bed. Believe me, you'll sleep better and you'll wake up feeling better next morning. Remember, when your tablets are down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. More Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore.
And I said to McGee, that looks like Mr. Wimple coming up our front sidewalk, I said.
That's what she said, Wimp.
Oh, and you were absolutely right, Mrs. McGee. I was.
Well, come on in, boy. Come on in. Come in, come in.
Thank you. I just dropped by.
How've you been lately? And how's Mrs. Wimple?
Sweetie face? Oh, she's fine. Been very busy with her club work lately, though.
Oh, club work, huh?
Yes. She's working on several clubs at the moment, Mrs. McGee. The one she likes best is solid mahogany, and about 2 feet long. She's whittling it out by hand.
Oh, that kind of club.
Mm-hmm. It's such a silly waste of time, though, really. She'll no sooner get it finished than she'll turn right around and break it like she did the last one.
She actually breaks a club like that, Mr. Wimple?
Yes. The one she made out of pine didn't last any time.
Knotty pine, was it?
Well, I don't know whether the pine was knotty, but oh, my head sure was. But really, I didn't come here to discuss my big old marital problem. I came on business.
Oh?
I have another problem, and I thought maybe Mr. McGee would give me some advice.
Oh, you came to the right man, Mr. Wimple. The day McGee won't give advice, he's sick. I've got a pie in the oven, so if you boys will excuse me.
That's okay, Tootsie. Now, Wallace, what's your trouble?
Well, it's about the tax assessment on our house, Mr. McGee.
Yeah?
The city has suddenly jumped it, almost 100% higher than last year.
100? What? Holy smoke.
My very word.
Why, that's a dirty, rotten, bureaucratic shame. Almost double, huh?
Yes, and the reason I came over, well, I wanted to ask you if yours has been raised that much. Our houses are a lot alike, you see.
Gee, I don't know, Wimp. Let me look it up. Bill's here in the desk. See, someplace. Right with the rest of these bills. Boy, what a collection.
Oh, if it's too much trouble, I...
Oh, no, not at all. That's what friends are for, to make trouble. Ah, here it is. $209, same as last year.
Mine was $203 last year.
Well, so what's the assessor soaking you this year?
$395.
Wow. Why, those dirty highbinders. Those burglars. Why did they pick you out to club over the head with almost double taxes? Double taxation's illegal anyhow.
Those are my sentiments, all right. I just wish there was something I could do about it, that's all.
Well, by George, we'll find out if there's something we can do about it, Wally, right now. Hand me that phone.
Oh, gladly.
They're not gonna knife in the back a friend of mine without... Hello, operator. Give me the city hall. Assessor's office. Huh? Well, the number.
It's, Vista... 2111, Mr. McGee. It's on the bill here.
Oh, yeah. Vista 2111. And snap it up, operator. This is...
Assessor's office. Calva speaking.
Oh, look, Bud. I wanted to get an assessment reduced.
Well, who doesn't? What's the trouble?
It's too high.
No. You know, we got a beautiful new automatic washer down here we're going to award as a prize to the first person who ever tells us his assessment isn't too high. Too bad, mister. You just missed the cleanest years of your life.
Oh, cut out the corny cackle, Calvus. And tell me how a householder can get an unfair assessment knocked off the tax books.
Yours, huh?
No, mine are okay.
Oh, you're just saying that to get the beautiful new automatic washer.
No, this is a friend of mine, Wallace Wimple, over on Valley View. And you guys are trying to rob him down there, and we're not going to stand for it.
That's telling him, Mr. McGee.
What do we got to do? Send the governor a petition, phone our congressman, or call out the Marines?
No. Relax, Rin Tin Tin. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Why?
All you have to do is make an appeal to the Equalization Board. It meets this afternoon, as a matter of fact, at 2:30.
Yeah, 2:30, eh? Well, we'll just be there, Buster. Well, it's all set, Wimp.
Oh, it's just wonderful the way you get things done, Mr. McGee.
All we got to do is explain to the Equalization Board that we're not going to let them do this to you, that's all. The board meets today at 2:30 at City Hall. What time is it now?
2:28. We'd better hurry.
Oh, my gosh, 2 minutes to get there. 14 blocks to the City Hall. Hey, we better take the car.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, having fun is good for you. So remember this. Whether you like to bowl or play a fast game of table tennis or spend a night at the fights or whether you prefer a quiet evening with friends or curling up with a good book, you have to feel good so you can enjoy your fun. When you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Just 10 minutes late, Wim. You ready?
Let me catch my breath. Yes.
Okay. In we go. Oh, look. They took somebody else first. Hey!
Shh! This is a meeting of the Equalization Board of Appeals. Now, I'm sorry, you'll have to...
There's nothing to be sorry for, Bud. We came in on purpose. We phoned and said we'd be down here at 2:30, only it's a little...
Shh! There's a hearing going on. Come here in the ante room with me.
Oh.
Now, you were saying?
I was saying that my friend is being robbed. And it's a despicable trick and a crying shame that this upstanding, downtrodden citizen, this long-suffering, short-changed taxpayer...
What are you running for, state dog catcher?
I'm not running for anything. And any more of your smart remarks, and I'll tell Mr. Calbus on you, Buster.
I'm Calbus.
What's a Calbus?
That is.
I'm a busy man. We've got hearings scheduled all afternoon. Now, make it snappy.
Okay. Squeeze us in so we can get this over with. Wimple here paid $203 taxes on his house last year, and this year the bill's $395, and you can't do that to my friend.
Well, everything's been going up.
Not 100% almost in 1 year.
Do you know how salaries and equipment and services and materials have all increased?
Tell me, Calbus, old man, has your salary gone up 100% in the last year?
Oh, that's a hit right in the pocketbook, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, you got something there. I haven't been boosted since 1950.
Well, then get us in there and let me present this outrage to them equalizers. I'll put on an appeal that'll make them put his taxes back to 1920.
Let me see. Yes, I think I can slip you in right now if you don't take too long. Mr. Hanoveri.
Who's he?
The secretary of the board.
Good.
Yes, Calbus, what is it?
My name's McGee, and this is Mr. Wallace Wimple. He got an extraordinary tax bill from you guys, and it's not fair. And if I could address the board a couple of minutes, I'd show you why. Sir...
Well, that's what we're here for, aren't we, gentlemen?
Yes.
We have six minutes before the next regularly scheduled appeal. Suppose you begin, Mr.
McGee. Mr. Fibber McGee.
Thank you, Mr. Wimple. Now, gentlemen, I wish you to gaze on my left hand. No, not the left hand itself, but this man standing here beside me.
I'm on your right, Mr. McGee.
That's right, my right. You see before you one of the most substantial citizens, one of the most influential pillars of the salt of the earth. In modest financial circumstances, of course. But he's been here, owned his own little house for nigh on to many a year, troubling no one, merely asking no one to trouble him.
Live and let live, my motto, gentlemen.
And there he is, your average citizen. Quiet, law-abiding, gentle, and a friend to all. Saves his money, pays his bills when they're due, and what happens? I'll tell you what happens.
Yes, please do.
What happens is he gets a tax bill, just now for almost double. Double, mind you, what it was last year. Other citizens with the same type house, same size lot, same neighborhood, still pay the same taxes last year. And how do I know this to be a fact?
Because you...
I'll tell it, Wimp. Because I, gentlemen, am an example of the citizen in question. Here's my this year's tax bill. The same as last year, $209. And here's Mr. Wimple's this year's tax bill, which last year was $203, and this year is $395. The prosecution rests.
Oh, that was wonderful, Mr. McGee. You should have been a lawyer, an orator, maybe even an auctioneer.
Oh, it was nothing that any red-blooded American boy wouldn't have done, Wimp, if he'd loved to make speeches like... Hey, look.
They're checking the two bills and comparing them, and they're looking through their big books.
Them's the tax books. We'll get some action on this. Listen.
Mr. Wimple and Mr. McGee, the board has listened with interest and sympathy to your very illuminating plea, and they've reached a decision.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McGee.
Wait, Wimp. Let's hear what it is first.
The board has agreed unanimously that the tax assessor has made an error in this year's bill.
Now you can thank me, Wimp.
This error amounts to almost $190.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McGee.
And it wouldn't have been discovered if Mr. McGee had not come here today and pointed it out to us.
That's okay, Hennebury. Glad to, anytime.
However, the mistake wasn't on Mr. Wimple's bill, which is just what it should be.
What?
It was on your tax, Mr. McGee. You should be paying the same as Mr. Wimple is.
Uh-huh.
Here is your corrected bill, $395.
Oh, of all the dirty.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
The way you feel is so important to the way you do your work and have your fun. That's why it's so important to guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of a tired, below-par feeling. Your food may not always contain enough vitamins, so do as so many others do. Take one-a-day vitamin tablets every day. One-a-day multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. They're low in cost, they're easy to swallow. So tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Well, sir, just as I was telling them guys off, Wimple's wife walked in.
Sweetie face, huh?
Yep. Walked right into the tax meeting with a kind of an annoyed expression on her face and a bailiff under each arm.
Oh, heavenly day.
Where do you want me to throw these things, she says.
Oh, no.
They told me I couldn't come in here. And Wimp and I explained how they were trying to murder us on their tax bills, so Sweetie Face took over. Well, sir, you know, them assessor guys turned out to be very reasonable fellas.
I can imagine. So how much is our tax bill now?
Same as last year, $209. And so is Wimp's.
Wonderful.
Yep. Well, so long, everybody.
See you next time. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is played by Bill Thompson. Jack Moyles appeared as Calvus, and Barney Phillips as Mr. Hennebury. This is John Wald telling you that we'll be back again Monday when our Wistful Vista friends attend the Auto Show. Goodbye.
Daytime companion to America's women weekday starting Monday on NBC Radio.